Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We continue today to talk about the gift of the perennial Pentecost that we've been given in the person of Jesus Christ. He's glorified at the right hand of the Father. We see that Pentecost is not simply an event that we remember once a year, but it's the culmination of Jesus' whole saving action. That is what Jesus came to become one of us for, the life he lived, what he taught, his passion, death, resurrection, his ascension to the right hand of the Father. It all led to the goal of the Father's saving mission is to give to human beings the life of God, which is present in Jesus, that raised him from the dead. Jesus, the Messiah, which means he's the one anointed with the Holy Spirit. God saves the world by giving his own life to a fallen race of people, to offering salvation. And salvation isn't just escaping hell. It isn't just having our sins forgiven. Both those things are fundamental realities. But it's ultimately about receiving the life of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, which makes it possible for us to become God's children. This beautiful passage from John, he said, brothers and sisters, we're God's children now. That's so beautiful to just stop and think about that. And the Holy Spirit is the one who adopts us, makes it possible. We become children by sharing in God's life. And then our whole life on earth is meant to be a life in the Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is a person present in us. And we can learn to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. We can learn to sense the presence and work and leading and the encouragement, the tender love, the wisdom, the power of the Holy Spirit working in us and through us to extend the message of God's life to others around us. That's where we ended the program yesterday. I'm reading through some key paragraphs in the Catechism just to help us lay hold of the core teaching. And I am so grateful for the wisdom that's in the church, so grateful for the Catechism, which builds on the Scripture. You know, the central, where all of Catholic and Christian theology comes from is through revelation, from the Word of God. It comes from Scripture. And then the Catechism builds on it and the teaching of the church and gives it to us and opens up the reality of what God has done. And it's so beautiful. And friends, whenever we read the Scripture or read the Catechism and the like, remember, the Holy Spirit's in you and the Holy Spirit wants to teach you. Jesus said, I'll send you the Holy Spirit who'll come alongside you, Paraclete. He'll come and he'll advocate for you. He'll encourage you. He'll begin to silence the lies of the enemy that's in our heads. You're no good. Life has no purpose. It has no meaning. There is no God. If there is a God, he's distant. He's impersonal. And he probably isn't happy with you because you keep failing. You're such a schlep. And you have all the lies that we believe in, sometimes we've inherited from very, very difficult family lives, the lies that enslave us to bring us into daily discouragement, daily sense of isolation, a real sense of not being loved or known in any way, deep loneliness. And this is why we have perpetual entertainment and because we can't deal with silence. We can't deal with, because there's no quiet in our hearts. You know, there's no peace and silence in our hearts, which is why the Holy Spirit has come to heal your heart and mine, to give us a new heart. And from the core of our being, to begin to see ourselves differently. And to believe and to experience a love that maybe we've longed for, but we've literally never known in our lives. And this is all made possible by the living daily presence of the Holy Spirit at work in us individually and corporately in the church, through the ministry and mission of the church, through her life, through her sacraments. It's all about living in the Spirit. So it's not like a one-time thing. Yes, in baptism, we literally have been born again by water and the Spirit. It's Christ who has brought us to life in baptism. In baptism, we were united with the death of Jesus, St. Paul tells us. The cross of Jesus is applied to our life. The blood of Jesus cleanses us, takes away sin. And in that baptism, the very life of Jesus, who is now at the right hand of the Father in glory, is given to us. So today's paragraphs from the Catechism touch on these things. So paragraph 729, only when the hour has arrived for his glorification does Jesus promise the coming of the Holy Spirit. So he begins in John's Gospel, in particular in other places, as he's drawing near to his passion and death, he begins to talk about uniquely the beautiful chapters, John 13 through 17 or 14 through 17, talking about the relationship of love between the Father and the Son, in that Jesus tells us as the Father loves him, that's the way Jesus loves us. And the Father loves us the way he loves the Son. And that what this is all about is being brought into the love between the Father and the Son in the Holy Spirit. So Jesus said, I will send you the Holy Spirit. And earlier in John's Gospel, it said Jesus made reference to the Holy Spirit and said that the Holy Spirit was not yet poured out because Jesus had not yet been glorified. Remember this. Good to keep in mind that why did Jesus become one of us? So the life of God could be united to human flesh, to human beings, and the Holy Spirit could dwell in him and dwelt in Jesus perfectly in fullness. And when he passed from death to life, he began existence beyond death for human beings. He began the new creation is in Jesus, a power that death no longer can swallow up and destroy. But he swallows up death in victory. He who is the light and the life, and then he enters into glory, and from that place of complete sharing in the majesty and the glory and the power of God, Jesus pours forth the gift of the Holy Spirit. So the Catechism is telling us here, only when the hour has arrived for his glorification does Jesus promise the coming of the Holy Spirit, since his death and resurrection will fulfill the promise made to the fathers. The Spirit of truth, the other paraclete, will be given by the Father in answer to Jesus' prayer. He will be sent by the Father in Jesus' name. And Jesus will send him from the Father's side. These are just quotes and articulating here in the Catechism the words that come from Jesus himself and the words he spoke to us in the Gospels. Since he comes from the Father, the Holy Spirit will come and we shall know him. He will be with us forever, and he will remain in us. How do we know this? Because this is exactly what Jesus promised. It's important for us to see this. The Spirit is real, a person living, and he comes to us, and the promise is you will know him. It's worth asking, do you have a relationship with the Holy Spirit? Do you experience the work of the Spirit in your life? What does that look like? Are you experiencing the Holy Spirit prompting you to pray, to receive the sacraments, to extend love and forgiveness to others? Are you experiencing peace within you? Are you beginning to see yourself as a temple of the Holy Spirit, as a child of God? Are you beginning to experience in your life the unconditional and constant love of the Father? Are you growing in conviction about the reality of sin? Are you convicted by the habit patterns of sin in your life? And you can tell it's the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit will convict us and shed light and show us patterns of living and thinking and being that are inconsistent with God's plan and purpose, but he doesn't condemn us. It's not a heavy condemnation. That comes from the enemy. You're a loser. You'll never make it. You'll always be a slave. God's displeased with you. Don't tell anybody who you are because everybody will be displeased with you. Live in the dark, keep it secret, all that. That's all from the enemy. You're no good. You're going to be condemned. You're going to end up in hell. All that stuff comes from the devil. It's a lie. When the Holy Spirit convicts us, it leads us to the point of even in sometimes in tears, sorrow for sin. But it's not heavy. It's love manifests itself in us, and we're able to see and we experience sadness because we begin to see what sin really is. But there's a hope in there, and that hope is confidence that God hasn't come to condemn us. He's come to free us. He's come to heal us and make us new. It's so beautiful. Okay, the paragraph 729 goes on. It says, the Holy Spirit will come, and we shall know him, and he will be with us forever. He will remain with us. The Spirit will teach us everything, remind us of all that Christ said to us, and will teach us to bear witness to him. So the Holy Spirit comes to teach us everything Jesus has taught us. He's just echoing here the Catechism, Jesus' own words. The Holy Spirit will bring to mind everything that Jesus taught, and the Holy Spirit will remind us what Jesus said, but also remind us to bear witness to Jesus. If we're not in any way, here's one of a variety of ways that we can test and see, are we yielding to the Holy Spirit? Are we living in the Holy Spirit? Is there any movement in you? Is there any way in which you're seeking to bear witness to the truth about who Jesus is and your relationship to Jesus? Are you stepping into the Great Commission in some way? Go make disciples of all nations. Are you beginning to feel the burden, a healthy burden, and a passion to live that commandment out in your life, even in little ways? Do you ever talk to people about Jesus? Do you ever express to people the love that you experience and the love that you have for him? And do you ever invite others who don't know him to come and understand the difference Jesus makes in your life? If none of that's happening, that's a good indicator that, as the recent popes have described, that in some ways the life of the Spirit lies dormant in you. It's as if it's asleep. Because the Holy Spirit, in some ways, is a gentleman. The Holy Spirit will not impose his power on you. You're being invited into a relationship. And so the question is, are you hungering for Christ and for the work of the Spirit in your life? Have you really invited Jesus to be the Lord of your life? Have you put Jesus on the throne of your life? Have you decided, Lord, above all things, I want to follow you? I want to do what St. Paul said, you know, to make it my aim to please you with my life. Day and day. Number one priority. Are you talking to the Holy Spirit in just simple ways? Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, show me. Holy Spirit, help me live in you. Holy Spirit, help me know the love of my Father in heaven. Holy Spirit, help me get free of this unforgiveness that's in me. Or Holy Spirit, please bring healing to my life so I can be free and I can walk in Jesus with greater strength and power. And friends, this is the normal Catholic life. The normal Christian life is a life that's experienced. It's a life it's a knowledge of God, but it's an experiential knowledge. And Pope John Paul II said this, the work of the third person of the Holy Spirit consists in making the risen Lord present and with him, God the Father. The Spirit carries out his saving action by making God's presence immediate to us. So this is part of your inheritance, that you just don't believe a doctrine in your head, but that you live in and from the Holy Spirit in your life. Call upon the Lord, and he'll make himself known to you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Mary's Mission, Our Response, in which he describes the extraordinary role Our Lady has in the mission of the Church. Even in our day, in this hour, the Lord is using her with such profound grace and strength. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.